Hello, everybody, and welcome to All Sports Best. I'm Trey Gonzalez, and I'm here with a very special guest, and we're actually broadening the horizons of the sports that we're able to touch on. And this time around, we're getting to talk to a professional gamer. His name is Will O'Gara, and he is here with us today. Will, how are you doing today?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? I'm doing really good, you know, feeling pretty good today.
Dude, I'm so glad to have you on here because I personally don't know the most about video games and what it takes to be a professional, and you do, obviously. So I got to start off with a couple of questions about your preferred gaming, including how long have you been playing video games?
Well, I've been playing as long as I can actually remember. I would say I probably even started off maybe around like 4 years old with like an original NES. So I've been around the block for quite some time.
So you've been through every platform?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Pretty much every platform.
That's cool. Well, and I know because as we grow up and especially in this day and age, you're playing video games when you're younger, you're checking stuff out, you're seeing what you like, you get into it. And for you specifically, you really found a niche with fighting games, correct?
Yes. And that is that's probably one of the longest running genres of games that I've probably ever dealt with. I really started like when I was very young. And I continued playing all the way up until now. And I just play very consistently now at this point.
Okay, so you're on it every single day. This is what you do. As a profession, how many hours a day do you practice typically?
Typically, I'll practice anywhere from 6 to 8 hours a day.
Wow. So it's a full-time job.
Give or take a few. Yeah.
Wow.
It really is. And especially before tournaments, normally practice maybe about like 40 hours or more a week.
Wow. Okay. What is your preferred platform?
It's hard to say now because I used to play on PS4 like a lot, but I just recently built a new computer maybe about a couple months ago, and it just seems like playing on PC is just a whole lot smoother. Everything runs a lot faster. You know, frame rates are a lot higher. So it seems like I actually probably do spend a lot more of my time on PC now than I actually even do with my PS4. But if anything, if it came down to a console, it's definitely PS4 for me.
Okay, I got you. And I think that maybe I've had a misconception about PCs. When I think about playing on a computer, when I'm playing video games, I'm thinking you've got to be clicking certain letters and you've got to be on the keyboard. Is that correct, or do you have attachments with controllers and things like that?
Really, it comes down to what you're comfortable with. It also depends on the game. I know that when it comes to, you know, certain games like Fortnite and PUBG, if you're playing on a keyboard and mouse, you normally have an advantage over players that are playing on controllers.
Oh.
You know, if they're cross-platform and they may be playing on, like, PlayStation or Xbox and stuff like that, normally the PC gamers have an advantage over people that play. It's just a little bit more accurate, and it's a lot faster. So it really just comes down to, sometimes it comes down to preference and what you're comfortable in, and other times, it's what the obvious advantage is. So.
We talked about what you specialize in, and it is fighting games. What games specifically do you like the most? I know that when I think of fighting games, I think of Mortal Kombat, I think of Tekken, and I think of Street Fighter, and I don't know what else is in that realm, but what do you like the most?
Well, personally, I do spend a lot of time with Tekken. Tekken is probably the longest running game that I've actually been playing. And I've probably been playing Tekken since Tekken 1 on the original PlayStation.
Yeah.
But I've also spent quite a bit of time with the new Dragon Ball FighterZ that just came out a couple months ago. I actually I did a lot of beta testing and stuff like that for the game before it released, and I also competed in that game in like a side tournament that they had at Evo last year, where I took, I placed top five, you know, out of a bunch of people. So I've been testing that game for quite some time before it even came out. So I really enjoy that game a lot. I'm a big Dragon Ball Z fan. Definitely like one of my favorite shows out there. So when that game released, it was just the highest level of hype that I could possibly imagine. But, you know, Tekken is always there as well, too.
Yeah, no kidding. And I didn't know that Dragon Ball Z had came out with a video game. That's pretty awesome, man. It sounds like you have an advantage by being a professional gamer. What kind of perks do you get whenever you know, when a new video game is coming out? You said you got to check the beta testing out on that and play it for a while before it came out. Are there any other perks or games or different things that they send you just because of what you do?
Well, more or less, it's about the player base. Since I do, you know, compete, and I know some of the best players in the world in certain fighting games and stuff like that, it normally comes down to who I'm training with. So I usually have like that advantage over most players. I'm usually always playing high level players at all times. And realistically, it basically is just like with anything else that you do in life. If you're competing or you're, you know, working with the best in, you know, whatever field that it is that you're doing, you're always going to be at an advantage over everyone else because you're basically at the top of your game at all times.
Yeah, man, and it makes a whole lot of sense. You're able to actually display how good you are and who you're playing against and all of the best that comes together on a platform that's called Twitch, and it's very popular with right now. I know Fortnite is one of the most popular games on that, but you're able to actually stream your gameplay and put your bantering and things, different strategies, by actually being a part of the game itself. Can you tell us about your Twitch account?
Yes. So I've had a Twitch account for, I'd say maybe about a good 5-6 years, probably before, I think it's just around the time before it made the switch from Justin TV to Twitch. So I've had an account for quite some time, but I didn't always have like the best stream with the best quality. You know, I worked my way up from like 480 to like 520p. Then eventually, you know, like I started getting up to like 720, then 720 60, really good quality and stuff like that. And then I just started to make it a constant habit to make a schedule and started putting together like training regimens and stuff like that for people to come through and watch. And that's what I was doing for years and years. And I mean, even now, you know, like I stream Monday through Fridays from like 8 p.m. to like 2 in the morning.
Dang.
So, so I do spend a lot of time streaming. And, you know, I have a pretty solid, like I was eventually able to get a sub button and everything like that. So, you know, I have paid subscribers that come through and watch all the time. I have regulars that are always there as soon as my stream goes on. And, well, they also know what time to expect me to be streaming and stuff like that. So it makes it very easy once you start to get the hang of it and you get the rhythm, like, it's pretty much all. It really just comes down to your audience after that, you know, and you just being able to entertain.
Will, we got to plug your Twitch account so people can go and check it out. What is your Twitch account name, and what can you offer on it? Do you do banters? Do you crack jokes and things like that?
Oh, yeah, sure. I do. I'm quite an entertaining gamer. You can definitely find me at www.twitch.tv/WillyFresco, all one word. That's WILLIE. FRESCO. For the longest time, you know, I've been, you know, I mean, like, pretty much what it really comes down to when you're streaming is you're always going to be engaging with your stream chat, pretty much. Like, you always want to be addressing the people that are in your stream. And you always want to be talking, because you don't want random people to just come in and then, you know, you just got dead air and there's nothing going on.
Right.
Nobody's talking about anything. People are just going to want to, you know, go, they're going to want to go away. But I get pretty hyped at times, you know. I'm definitely known to be, you know, like a rager sometimes or whatever. One of my very first videos that I ended up going viral from is like me just like rage quitting in the middle of the match. And in the middle of the match, after just taking so many losses,
oh man,
I ended up kind of like knocked my camera out. But for whatever reason, it ended up on Reddit, and I, you know, like couple months later, I'm on like these, you know, I'm on these blogs and stuff like that as like the number one rage quit like compilation and stuff like that, you know, with views over like 500,000 and stuff like that. And I had no idea, but you know, there was also like an influx of like viewers that were coming through as well,
yeah,
at the time. So
at that time,
that kind of helped.
Yeah, at that time, quitting actually made it really entertaining for people to watch. But does that actually hurt your? Does that hurt your like points, and does that hurt your ranking when you quit?
Well, it wasn't necessarily me just quitting out of the match, because I was actually just playing against a friend.
Oh yeah,
and I got really upset and just threw my fight stick, and then just slapped my camera off of, you know, like my monitor, and then the stream just goes dead.
Yeah.
So everybody, you know, like everybody was just like, oh man, like he really just got that mad that he threw his flight stick and slapped his camera. And to a lot of people, like, it was like one of the most hilarious things that they've ever seen. So
I'm gonna have to see
it. I guess I understand why it went so viral.
Yeah. Did you actually damage any equipment?
No, I actually still use that same. I still use that same camera to this day.
Oh man, that camera's loyal, man.
It's a pretty good camera.
For sure. Hey, what childhood games hooked you to this industry? What game was it that you decided, you know what, this is what I actually want to do when I get older?
Man, that's really hard to say, because I've played so many games. I think really, to look back on it, like a game that I actually played a lot back in the day was probably, Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Okay.
That was probably one of the best games that I've played to date. Well, probably anybody would tell you that is the best game to date.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't think I was too heavily into fighting games back then, because I did a lot of variety things. Like, I messed around with a lot of different games. But I don't think there was any one game that just did it for me. Like, it was just gaming all together. Like, I've always been playing video games. It's kind of funny, because at the same time, you know, I was playing a lot of sports at the same time. I was like very physically active back then as well. And, you know, I still always just wanted to come home and play games. So
yeah. What's the highest ranking you've ever had on a game?
Top the leaderboards and a couple of fighting games. Depends. I think in like Street Fighter 4, I was like I think it was in like the top 10 C Viper players for like a good while, actually.
Wow.
And I would say in tournament, I've placed pretty close to top 16 at a couple of major tournaments. Like, majors are basically like nationwide tournaments, not so much like a worldwide tournament, but I also travel to Evolution World Championships every year in Las Vegas, which I will be at next week.
Dang.
So I placed in the top 500 out of about like 5,000 competitors, I believe, the first year that Street Fighter V came out.
Are there prizes to that? Are there cash prizes
and
video game prizes and everything like that?
Yes. Evo's payout is roughly around, I think that year it was, I believe, 150,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it was quite a big payout, and I believe it was that year where, in the fighting game genre, we started to see bigger payouts because I believe during the Capcom Pro Tours, I believe as a collective throughout the year, it equals up to about like 500,000.
Dang. What does it take? What ranking does it take for you to actually win some of the earnings?
So you gotta be the best of the best, pretty much. Like, there's no way around it. Like, either you're winning like these major worldwide tournaments, or you're not. Like, yeah, I believe you can. I believe that there are payouts for top eight, but you're always gonna be looking to win the tournament. And now that esports is getting more involved with being on TV. Mm-hmm. I was actually supposed to be a part of a show called The Challenger that was, I think it's done airing on TV, but I was casted to the show at one point in time, but then I believe they went a different direction with the show and then I didn't end up on it.
Oh man.
But, apparently it was a part of the E-League, which I believe is a round robin tournament. And the winner of that tournament gets 120,000.
Wow.
Get 120,000. So there's a lot of money to be made, but obviously like you have to put in a lot of work. You have to put in a lot of time. There's a lot. It's a lot. So there's a lot of people that want to get into esports that think that, you know, hey, you know, if I just play and I play and I play and I play or whatever, that, you know, eventually one day, you know, because most of these people have been playing for 10, 20 years plus.
Oh, yeah.
And it's now finally just starting to pay off for them. Yeah.
Dang, man. So how did you break into the industry? What did it take for you to finally declare, you know what, I'm a professional gamer. This is my job. This is my industry.
Hard to say because, I mean, I've been around even before it was even before the money and stuff like that. Like, I kind of got started with fighting games back when I was like 7, and I was always there for the competition. Like, a lot of people, you know, like I said before, I think a lot of people just want to get into it because the money's there now. Like, I never really cared about the money. I cared more about the competition and just going up against stronger opponents. And then, you know, like smack talk and everything like that. That kind of stuff it just always drove me to want to be a stronger player.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's no other feeling that I've actually felt in my life besides the crowd being behind you and the crowd roaring whenever you do something that gets a reaction out of the crowd. It just like an entire crowd of people behind you just gets up and just roars. But there's no other feeling like that. And I'm pretty sure any athlete feels the same way. You know, there's just so much adrenaline going on at the same time. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of nerves going as well. But that, you know, just a collective of those things made me want to just say, like, this is probably what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I can imagine, man. And you actually are able to make a lot of connections through your gaming career. Who have been some of the coolest people that you've been able to meet through gaming?
The coolest people that I've been able to meet through gaming. Well, I do meet a lot. There are a lot of celebrities that do show up at some of these events. Don't get me wrong, like Lupe Fiasco comes out all the time.
That's sick.
Jamie Lee Curtis comes to Evo every single year with her son who competes. Kenny Omega, he's a Japanese wrestler. He usually comes out a lot. Who else have we had? I think we've had a couple of contestants from American Idol that have been here before too, which is pretty funny. But
so it's kind of random.
Yeah, you know, like it kind of is. Like we've had quite a bit of celebrities that actually do come out, because it's pretty much like the entire culture. Like Street Fighter back in like the 90s was like a huge epidemic at one point in gaming.
Yeah,
everybody was playing it back then. And you know, now that we're seeing a resurgence of it with, you know, like esports and everything, everybody still is just like, hey, you know, like I can go pick this up and I can play this with my friends and beat my friends down and stuff like that. And it's just a great pastime, you know.
Will, have you been able to get any sponsorships, pick up on any sponsorships, somebody that sends you stuff or shirts or gear, any type of things like that?
Yes, I am currently sponsored by one of the larger anime communities that was on Facebook. We don't actually have our fan page anymore because I believe it got unpublished, but I am a part of Newfound Fanbase. Actually, we do have the NFFB fan page. It's just the other one that we don't have anymore. But they normally pay for my travels to different tournaments throughout the year.
Wow.
And they pay for a lot of my equipment, and you know, it's that part right there is definitely the icing on the cake, because it's just like, hey, like this is actually a job to me now. Like I'm being taken care of to travel out and take care of my room and board and all my entry fees and the tournaments. I can't really ask for any more, you know.
Going to Las Vegas is completely free for you. You're just, it's like a vacation trip, but it's also a work trip.
Yeah.
Wow, that is pretty incredible.
It really is. And this is my third year. This is my third year competing there.
Oh, very cool, very cool. What is it, if you could explain walking into the Las Vegas tournament to listeners that have never been to a tournament like that, what would you say? How would you describe it?
Oh, man, okay, so going out to, like, my very first major tournament, or I would say EVO, all in all, I would say if you're actually going out to be an actual competitor, it can be very nerve-wracking, but if you're going out to spectate, there's going to be a lot of things there for you to do. There's going to be everything from, you know, just playing regular casual matches with people on any type of fighting game that you enjoy.
Uh-huh.
You're going to meet a bunch of new people. I mean, like, there's thousands of people in attendance there. You're going to see some of the top players from around the world that you're going to be able to talk to. You know, like a lot of these people are very approachable. All you got to do is walk up to them and tell them, hey, you know, I'm so-and-so, you know, like I see you all the time. I think you're an incredible player, you know, and they love that attention. You know, they'll talk to you, they'll give you tips about everything. And this is the third year that EVO has been at the Mandalay Bay. There's a stadium that is specially prepared for everything on Sundays for the top five.
Wow.
I mean, for the top eight of each game. And it's also broadcasted onto ESPN, too.
So if you make it in the top five, we're going to see you.
Yeah, you'll be on, I would be on ESPN 2, I believe. And I believe the Disney Channel as well.
Oh, very cool. That's pretty sweet.
So, which was actually a pretty surreal thing, because the first year, a very good friend of mine, L.I. Joe, made top eight, and I think he placed fifth in, I think it was EVO 2016, I believe, and that was the very first one that got broadcasted onto ESPN, so that was quite a year.
Wow, no doubt. Have you been able to meet developers, video game developers, and different people that are involved in actually creating the game?
Not so much the developer. Well, I would say that. I mean, like I have seen Katsuhiro Harada, around, and he is the actual developer of Tekken.
Oh, wow.
And he has been the developer of Tekken since, I believe, Tekken 1. So, I haven't really sat down and talked to him or anything like that, but I usually see him around at, like, every tournament that I'm at. He's usually there. Ono is usually there. He's the, he is the producer of Street Fighter. He's normally at these events. I have a pretty good relationship with Eric Hartness. He's one of the vice president of marketing for Bandai Namco.
Oh, nice.
As well. And, you know, he's a really, it's always a good idea to, you know, get close with these people because, you know, like they have, it's good for networking, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Most of the times you're able to get into some of these programs. Because of him, I was able to, you know, like beta test, you know, most of, you know, like Dragon Ball FighterZ before it even came out. So, you know, some people can look out for you at certain times.
Yeah, no doubt, man. For people that are listening that would recognize some of the names of people that you've met, who have been the top players that you've been able to meet and converse with?
I'm actually really good friends with Smug, and Smug is definitely one of the top. He is one of the top Street Fighter V players right now. I'm really cool with Knuckle Doo. A lot of people actually know who IFC Yipes is. And Yipes is actually like a really good, he's like a really good friend of mine who is a, he basically was like the Marvel vs. Capcom 2 champion for a couple of years back in like the early 2000s.
Nice.
And there's also Justin Wong, there's Daigo Umehara. Like I meet and, you know, see these people on, you know, like frequent occasions, like all the time. You're usually at tournaments all the time, so you're around them. But I'm very good friends with a lot of them though.
Wow. So you've really lived a full life through video games, and I think that's pretty sweet. It's a whole new world, and really, since we do a lot of sports with a lot of sports interviews with athletes and different people that coach and talk about sports themselves, it's kind of refreshing to know a little bit about a realm I've never really been able to be good at least, and stuff like that. So my last question for you, since I do have a little bit of experience in Mortal Kombat, when you play Mortal Kombat, what is your preferred character?
I started off with Kung Lao, and then I became a Kung Jin player. I was pretty decent in the beginning when Mortal Kombat 10 first came out. I actually recorded some tutorial videos that you could probably catch on one of the more prominent fighting game blogs called Shoryuken and Event Hubs. Okay. I had a lot of my tutorials on those blogs, so
Very cool.
A pretty good time with that game when it first came out.
We know that your preferred game is Tekken, so who are you playing with on Tekken?
I am a Dragunov player, and okay. I will sometimes pick up Lee. I started off with Lee Chalon, but not really as good as, like, Dragunov is definitely the best character in the game, without a doubt.
Yeah.
So, I happen to gravitate towards, you know, some of the top characters in the game, to get that advantage.
Oh, and it totally makes sense. You might as well, if this is your profession, man, it makes a lot of sense.
Why not go for the best, right?
Exactly. If you could send a message to the developer of Tekken about something that you would like to see on the game, what would it be?
I think I would like to see more legacy characters. Some of the characters from previous Tekkens that didn't make it into the game. But normally with emailing Harada, it usually comes along with don't ask me for anything.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's an ongoing joke throughout the community is email Harada. Basically, when there's any glitches or anything like that, just email Harada, basically.
Why?
You know, this game is so unfair. Make sure you email Harada. And it usually comes along with the don't ask me for anything.
Right, right. So you actually, but then they actually have an email address dedicated to them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there is.
Oh, wow. Have you ever tried it?
You get more I personally haven't, but because, I mean, I can just walk up to him at any time and you know, we can make complaints there. But, you know, usually these guys, they usually take, it depends on the developer as well. They usually are very receptive to the fan base and the community when it comes to, you know, tweaking certain games and stuff like that within reason.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, Will, we really appreciate you for being on the show. It's really cool to hear about e-gaming, and your professional gaming career has been outstanding, and we'll make sure and have as many people as we can check out your Twitch account and watch what you do. Will, before we go, do you have any last advice for somebody that's trying to break into the industry of gaming in their specific niche?
Yeah, actually, this is a question that I get all the time. My best advice to any newcomers or anybody that is looking to, you know, become competitive at any time is basically take the knowledge. You need to be able to listen to people that actually are on the upper echelon of that genre of gaming. If you can take advice from people and you can, you know, listen to what people have to say, then that is always going to be your best friend. And just having determination and being able to play, just being able to have fun. But at the same time, you know, you need to have that determination. You need to have that willpower to always continue to keep pushing forward, because I'm not going to lie, like, at times when it's not fun anymore, where's, you know, like, what else is going to continue to drive you, you know?
Yeah.
That's what you need to ask yourself at times, you know, because it's definitely not, a lot of people come in and they think things are going to happen overnight. There's no instant gratification. You know, this stuff takes, you might learn something new and it might take you months just to implement it. And it can be very discouraging at times, but you always need to have that determination behind you to keep you pushing forward, because this, I'm telling you, this is actually, a lot of people think, you know, we're just playing video games, but there's a lot more to it. There's definitely a lot to it. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
There's more to it than just sitting down and just pressing buttons. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, so we can't be button mashers and expect to reach the top, you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool, man. Hey, thank you so much for being on the show, and I really wish you the best in Las Vegas.
It's been a pleasure.
Hey, guys, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.